Morning News. Dial 294. Morning News. Dial 294-0970. Plenty of Beatles on the weekends, believe it or not, right here at News Talk 95.5. You're going, what? Yeah, on the weekends, Saturday and Sundays, up until 11 p.m., we play Billings' Greatest Hits Weekends. Yeah, I know it sounds strange, but it is what it is, and so far it's working. But from 11 p.m. to overnight, both weekend nights, it's coast-to-coast AM talk on News Talk 95.5. The Billings Morning News and 294-0970, if you want to talk to Billings Chamber of Commerce CEO John Brewer is live in our studio.
Good morning, Larry.
Always good to have you with us.
Thank you.
This is this is Chamber Chat for the month. It seems like it's been forever, but it just was a nice long holiday season. Yeah.
How was the holidays? It was very nice. There's a lot going. You were talking about putting your decorations away this week. It's going to be the honey-do list, and we're in transition. We have so much stuff out.
I was saying what a lot of people were thinking, right?
Exactly. Yeah. You were. We've got boxes out where stuff has to be put away, the traditional stuff back on the shelves. So back into a routine, I think, is where we're at.
All right, so it's 9:16, and this is a new time slot for you for Chamber Chat. Usually, you're here with me early in the mornings.
The sun's up. I can see you.
And this is a strange hour. This is an expansion of the Billings Morning News from 9 to 10, and then into the master of all talk, Rush Limbaugh. That hurts when I do stuff like that. But it's a nice, relaxed hour, so just chill and take your time, and we'll keep you as long as we can.
Well, thanks for having us. I always appreciate you doing the chamber chat for us every month.
So, what's the first thing on your list there?
Well, we schedule this time of the month because the second Wednesday of each month is After Hours, which is one of our biggest networking events that takes place on a regular. You're there every single month, and we appreciate that. It's at Red Door tonight from 5 to 7. Red Door is on Grand Avenue over by Shiloh. And if you haven't been in that facility before, it's so versatile. It's a nice restaurant. You've got the lounge, but then you've also got a breakout room where I've been for large meetings in the past, for luncheon meetings and things like that. So it's a really nice facility. And tonight gives chamber members and others in the community that want to network an opportunity to come in for $5 a head and have a couple of beers and have some heavy hors d'oeuvres and be able to meet with other folks and exchange business cards and just really have a good time in a social setting to do business.
I remember back when here at the 23rd floor of the Crown Plaza, when Town Square Media, we had our After Hours several years ago.
That was a while back, yeah.
Had a blast. And
it's great.
We packed the 23rd floor.
Well, see, for a business such as yours, who, you know, you don't have a lot of traffic coming through.
Yeah.
You're not a storefront.
Sure.
So to have people come up and experience and see what you're about and get to meet the players, it's a good experience not only for the business, but for the consumer as well, for your fans and your audience.
Become part of the Billings Chamber of Commerce, and we were talking off the air about there's some kind of a partnership brewing with John Brewer and the Chamber of Commerce and Mayor Tom Handel. What's going on coming up 2014?
Yeah, one of the initiatives that our board is looking at is taking a look at the Chamber's role in the future relating to the crime wave we seem to be experiencing and the growth that's happening in our community. Growth is good. Our economy is doing really well. We're seeing your story this morning on coal development and how that's starting to spike again. And the economy is doing really well. But with population growth and so on, there's other issues that we need to be focused on. And crime prevention and business awareness of crime is one of those. So we've been working with the mayor, who is an ex-police officer, as you know. And with his leadership role right now in the city as the mayor, it's just a good time for us to be having a conversation. We met with County Attorney Scott Twido the other day, and our board is really interested in seeing what our role can be to help with some of the prevention and awareness issues that exist in our community right now.
Because, you know, Harv and I were talking on the show earlier this morning about, the Mountain Mud robbery that happened yesterday afternoon, North 27th, 4:30 in the afternoon. The Mountain Mud robberies, to me, changes the landscape of crime in Billings, and it is what it is. Doesn't mean Billings is a bad place to live. We'll talk more with John Brewer at the Chamber of Commerce and Chamber Chat. The Billings Morning News at 9:20 and Kim Commando. What's going on, girl? 9:25 in the Billings Morning News. I am Living Large Larry and Harv along. And 27, it'll be 40. Nice day today. I'm thinking hoodie. Have a hoodie and forget the stocking cap and gloves. You won't need it. News Talk 95.5. 294-0970 if you want to chat with John Brewer from the Billings Chamber of Commerce. And of course he'll talk to you. So Chamber Chats.
We'll chat.
Well, let's chat. You guys got a lot of things coming up in 2014. We can't possibly cover all of them between now and 10. However, let's talk ag, the annual Ag Banquet, which is exciting. Yeah, an exciting event.
The ag community is just so important to our economy. We did a survey a few years back on the 19 county trade area around Billings relating to agriculture, and there's about $800 million spent from the ag industry in that 19 county area from these roughly 8,500 farms and ranches in our area.
That's a staggering number.
It's huge. Jeez, so every year at the chamber, we like to recognize the ag industry. And it's that time of year again for our annual Ag Banquet, Ag Appreciation Banquet. And that's going to be the 17th of this month at the Holiday Inn. And just a wonderful prime rib dinner. We have great entertainment. Baxter Black is our entertainer this year. So he's going to, you know.
Now, what does
keep
Baxter
everybody
do?
Rolling in stitches. Humorous. Very okay. funny guy. Right. Comedian. So
I saw something on your website about that, actually, I think.
So he's just one of those icons in the ag industry that, you know, because of him and just the support of ag in general, we were hitting a record number. We've got 890 people signed up so far for this event. That's the most we've ever had. A lot of businesses buy a table, and then they invite their ag guests and their clients. Clients to come and participate.
So, since we're on the banquet subject, let's talk about one of the biggest events of the year, the Salesperson's Breakfast coming up. You've changed venues for that coming up in March.
In March, March 20th. Yeah, that's always our largest event, but we're breaking records with that. And I need to thank Kama Humphrey too. She's our events coordinator at the chamber. She does a phenomenal job with these events. Our Salesperson's Breakfast, we're celebrating our 50th year of that event.
Wow.
So we've moved it over to Metro Park this year, and we're going to do it up big. Hopefully everybody's heard Archie Manning
Wait
is our
minute.
Guest
it's
speaker.
Just,
you haven't heard?
It's not just doing it up big. It's doing it up big.
Huge
thing.
Huge.
With the Archie Manning.
So Archie, of course, father of Peyton and Eli, the Broncos and the Giants right now. So amazing athlete in his time. Playing for Ole Miss back in the day, the college, and then on to the Saints, where he was quarterback there.
Great
led them for
speaker.
8-9 years. Wonderful speaker.
So, is there a chance that people can still check him out on game day, or is it all y'all sold out?
Absolutely. No, we've got tickets available. It's $25 for members, $35 for non-members. Again, March 20th, morning breakfast at Metro Park. We'd love to have all takers.
And we have, if you go to our website, newstalk955.com, if you go to the search box to the right, just type in Billings Chamber of Commerce and Archie Manning. Most recent information comes up. More coming up on the Billings Morning News at 9:28. Thanks, John.
You're listening to New